Recorded Books and RB Digital present Vermilion Drift by William Kent Kruger, narrated by David Chandler. In terms of the despiritualization of the universe, the mental process works so that it becomes virtuous to destroy the planet. Russell Means. Prologue. Some nights, Corcoran O'Connor dreams his father's death. Although the dream differs in the details, it always follows the same general pattern. His father falls from a great height. Sometimes he stumbles backward over a precipice, his face an explosion of surprise. Or he's climbing a high, flat face of rock, and just as he reaches for the top, loses his grip, and in falling appears both perplexed and angry. Or he steps into an empty elevator shaft, expecting a floor that is not there, and looks skyward with astonishment as the darkness swallows him. In the dream, Cork is always a boy. He's always very near and reaches out to save his father, but his arm is too short, his hand too small. Always his father is lost to him, and Cork stands alone and heartbroken. If that was all of it, if that was the end of the nightmare, it probably wouldn't haunt him in quite the way that it does. But the true end is a horrific vision that jars Cork away.